Thank you. I have a comment rather than a question, and this is just wanted to provide a little further information on biosecurity education, following on from the statement made by our Ukrainian colleague, Professor Komisarenko. Some details of this are also in the UK paper that was presented yesterday in MX1 on our implementation of Article 10 activities, which was working paper 5 in MX1. We provided some input on support from the UK's International Biological Security Programme in supporting biosecurity education. Professor Komisarenko mentioned the development of training modules and materials, etc., in Ukraine on education and awareness raising in biosecurity, biosafety, and bioethics. And mentioned also that this project drew upon the University of Bradford Guide to Biological Security, which was called Preventing Biological Threats, What Can You Do? And mentioned also that the material had been translated into Ukrainian. I would like to mention that this material, with the help of some other states' parties, has been translated also into a number of other languages, including Russian, French, Arabic, and Spanish at the moment. And it's freely available, including on the BTWC website. Another aspect I just wanted to mention, that the IBSP, the International Biological Security Programme, had supported, was the development of a massive open online course, or MOOC, on next generation biosecurity, responding to 21st century biorisks. And this is aimed at undergraduate university students, but is also suitable for others requiring training. That course went live in January 2019 and has, to date, has attracted enrolments from over 400 participants in over 70 countries. And I'd also just like to mention that this is being demonstrated on an exhibition stand outside this room after this meeting today. Thank you.